Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky and welcome to our church, everyone who's here in the sanctuary. But we're also live streaming the service, so welcome to all those who have chosen to worship with us. It may be Sunday morning. Many of our people actually worship on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as they watch the replay of our worship service on our YouTube channel. But today is a really exciting day. You can already feel the excitement in the air, and that's for a couple of reasons. Today is Palm Sunday in the church. You should have a palm branch in your hand, if I can borrow your palm branch there. And so these are not to tickle your neighbor. You wanted to do that, didn't you? There's a specific reason why we have palm branches in the church. In the first century, I shared in Bible study today that there were kind of selfies out there. The way the selfies were done was they were painted on or put on coinage, and you really did care what was in the background of your picture if you were one of the emperors. And one of the most important thing in your background of your selfie on your coin, so to speak, was to have a palm branch. And so you see it on a lot of coinage. What does that mean? What does it signify? It means that you're victorious, that you are in charge. And as Jesus entered into Jerusalem, they waved the palm branches, and it was a statement that Jesus was the Messiah, that no one like Jesus has ever entered Jerusalem in the history of the world. And so we share that same sentiment, claiming Jesus as our Messiah, as our Savior this morning. You can have this back, Scott. Yeah, and then, so we're celebrating Palm Sunday, but also another celebration that we'll transition to towards the end of the service is the celebration of Ruth Dally's 100th birthday. Just happens to be here today, yeah. And what a blessing for Ruth to have just a wonderful family surrounded around here. There's just a special spirit with the family, really, in general. And we're thankful they had this time on the weekend to journey from far distances, Minnesota. Is that right? Did I say Minnesota right? Okay. Yeah. Right. What's that? Close enough. All right. Sorry. And relatives from all over. And so it's just great to have you here today. We're going to have a special moment to sing happy birthday to you, Ruth, at the end of the service. But I really want to encourage everyone to go into the fellowship hall to check out the slideshow that's been put together for Ruth. It's just fantastic. And there's lots of goodies to share as well at the conclusion of our worship service. So just some announcements to share with everyone this morning before we begin. The first is that Easter is right around the corner. Palm Sunday's today. Next Sunday is Easter. In the back of your bulletin, there's a listing of all the things that you can participate in helping our church prepare for Easter. Stuffing Easter eggs for the Easter egg hunt, bringing cut flowers for the Easter cross that's out in front of the church on Sunday morning, or it could be as simple as bringing an Easter lily to decorate up on the altar. There's a listing of everything in there in the bulletin. So take a look at that. Consider something that you can contribute to. Also, Holy Week includes a couple of extra worship offerings that we're thankful for and very meaningful for Christians. And we, of course, are gathering to worship those, recognize what Jesus did on those specific evenings. On Thursday is Maundy Thursday worship here in the sanctuary. That is the offering of Holy Communion. And we're going to talk about that Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples. What does it mean for us today? And then that service ends with the stripping of the altar as we think about the transition to Good Friday. So 7 o'clock is that worship service. It is not live streamed. Then we'll gather on Good Friday here in the sanctuary for the reading of the events of Jesus' death on the cross, and a special service, a service in which the sanctuaries turn dark. That service will be live streamed. And then, of course, everyone is invited to come for Easter worship on Sunday, April 20th at 10 a.m. Excellent. I think that covers it pretty well. One other note, Tuesday, there's going to be a Rotary gathering. I think, Lindy, you might be mentioning details about that. Is that right? Yeah. I'm going to let Lindy come up and share them. Go ahead and come up, Lindy.
Good morning, everybody. It's me again telling you about the Rotary Club of Philomath. We'll have a meeting on Tuesday at noon right here. And we will feed you. We bring lunch. But we need to know how many people are coming for lunch so we can order enough meals ahead of time. So if you wouldn't mind letting me know, if you haven't already, I think maybe a couple have, sometime during the fellowship that we're honoring Ruth, if you just let me know, I can make a count and make sure you get some lunch. And it should be a very good talk. Okay, thank you very much.
Details about that talk, one of our partner ministries at Peace is Friends of the Family Ministry. They've got the heartbeat on marriage and healthy relationships in the counties around us. The executive director of Friends of the Family Ministry is coming to present at that Rotary meeting. So that's a big impetus to come and join. Just talk to Lindy if you'd like to come so that we can get lunch, the right amount of lunch prepped and ordered. Excellent. I think that does it. For our announcements, just an explanation about, can I borrow your palm frond there, Ruth? Lastly, an explanation about our time in which we got a lot of people at church here this morning, so we want to do this in an orderly way, but also on that day in Jerusalem, it was chaotic when Jesus entered Jerusalem, so there really was no order about it. It was a parade and all-out celebration. But again, we don't want to trample on anyone here this morning, so be orderly about how you do this. In the worship service, you'll see an opening hymn called All Glory, Laud, and Honor, and there's a number of verses to that. We're going to sing those verses, and we're going to come forward in as an orderly way as possible, come forward through this aisle. There's not going to be ushering or anything. As you feel led to come up, and place your palm frond into this receptacle, and then you'll go back around the outside to your seat, find your seat. If you're on this side of the sanctuary, you're going to come down this aisle and place your palm frond into this receptacle, and then head on back as best you can without trampling on anyone back to your seat. But that will be a challenge, but we'll do the best we can. There you go.